Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. I am excited about the future. Let us hang out together and dream of the future. There's a young lady over that end of the room, and when you ask her about the future, she immediately lights up as she tells you about her upcoming wedding and the wedding dress and all those things. Her fiancé is sitting next to her, and he says, "I am looking forward for what's coming after the wedding and the reception. My future is looking bright." Then there's a group of 12th graders, and with just a few more weeks before school ends, the buzz among them is outrageous. "Where shall we start?" "There is prom," and one of them says, "I can't wait for prom to come around." "Oh, and graduation," says another. "Just the thrill of walking across the stage and my family cheering and taking lots of photos. And don't forget the graduation party afterwards." One guy says, "My brother is lending me his new sports car that day." "For me, I am so excited about starting college," says one kid. "Living in a dorm away from home, getting new friends, just feeling like I'm a grown man and will be able to make my own decisions." They all agree that their future is looking bright. And then there's your grandmother. She's lived a long life, raising her children under challenging circumstances, working hard day and night to ensure that her family is taken care of. She and her grandpa, they did good. He died last year. They did their best. But these days, when you talk to grandma, all she talks about is dying and going to heaven. No, she's not sad. In fact, her face lights up, and when she starts talking about heaven, makes you want to believe that there is a heaven. She gets so excited about her future. So you might ask, is there a heaven after all? Grandma is not crazy. I know that because I'm not sure about this heaven thing. Some days I think it is real, and some days I think it is all just a made-up story. Is that how you feel? Well, let me tell you something, my friend. Your grandmother is correct. Her future is bright, so bright. And I share her sentiments about heaven. First of all, take the way how we will get there. I mean, the people who are going to heaven, check this out. "For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so will we be with the Lord forever." 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. That is super crazy. Imagine you're driving past a cemetery and you hear this loud noise in the skies and you stop to look at what has caused that sound, and just about the same time you see this strange sight. Some graves in the cemetery are opening up and people, real people, coming out and floating up to the skies. And while you are watching this strange sight, your mouth opens in shock. You feel yourself rising up from the ground, and while you're still floating in the air, you see a gazillion number of people with you, and you're all going up to the skies. Don't tell me that that is not exciting. Then here is something else about the future. We all get to heaven. I mean, those people who came out of the graves and you and other living folks. I don't know how and where in heaven we are going to land, but when you get there, the place is out of this world gorgeous. No pun intended. Close your eyes just about now and picture this. It is going to blow your mind. The wall is made of jasper and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth ruby, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth turquoise, the 11th jacinth, and the 12th amethyst. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of gold, as pure as transparent glass. Revelation 21:18-21. Unbelievable. But it gets more dramatic. Heaven is going to be filled with loud noise. No. I don't mean like unpleasant noise. I mean singing and more singing and music and more music. What would be going on? Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters and like loud peals of thunder shouting, "Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come and his bride has made herself ready." Revelation 19 verse 6 and 7. This part is probably a favorite part of the future for many persons. Nobody will get sick and nobody dies in heaven. Come on, Clyde, you're making that up. No, seriously. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable and the mortal with immortality, then the saying that is written will come true. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O grave, is your sting? 1 Corinthians 15, 51 to 55. Okay, just about now you want to know who is going to heaven. I mean, is God going to pick some people and leave out others? Don't you want to be in that number? You remember that old spiritual? Oh Lord, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Well, let me tone it down a bit. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. John 17 verses 24 and 25. That was Jesus praying. The truth is that anyone who has given their life to Jesus will have eternal life. Remember, whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Sounds like that could include you if you're born again, and your grandmother if she's born again, and her husband, and really every human being who has accepted Jesus as their Savior will be in heaven. I hope you will be too. As for me, my future is looking bright, excitingly bright. You know something? Maybe the next time you go to a funeral, you might hear this song, and I hope you will be able to sing it all honestly. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory.